Good afternoon. How are you all doing today?
大家下午好.
Good. It's nice to see you today, as it is every time I have the opportunity to speak. And I am excited about today. This is my last time I'll be able to share with you, but I appreciate so much the opportunity over the last 4 years to be with you about once a month.
好，我真的每次能够在这里证道的时候，我都感到非常的兴奋。 啊，那今天呢也是个特别的日子。今天的话，是我在这里，在你们教会的最后一次证道。在过去4年当中，感谢大家给我这样的机会，每个月都有机会来跟大家一起来分享神的话语。In
fact, the TC had told me that over the 4 years, today will be my 48th message with you here at House of Christ Love Church.
TC 弟兄告诉我说，啊，在过去4年当中，今天的话呢，是我在。
And I am sure that there have been a number of times when I've been a little long-winded. Do you agree? It's okay? All right. Well, today is a little short and sweet, so to make up for those times when I've been a little long-winded.
也许有时候我的证道的时间可能比较长一点，但今天的话呢，我证道的时间可能比较简短一点。
There is a great passage found in 1 Peter chapter 1, and I want to encourage you to flip in your worship folder or go to your Bibles. We're going to be reading verses 13 through 16, and then I'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll jump into today's message.
好了，我们今天证道的这个经文的话呢，是在彼得前书的第一章的13到16节，大家可以在周报的后面有打印出来。
Here's what the passage says, beginning in verse 13. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires that you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
你们既做顺民的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
And then verse 16, it says, For it is written, Behold, because I am holy. Let's pray.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。咱们一起来低头祷告。
All right, Lord, we come before you this afternoon, and we ask you to speak to us through the words that we've just read and that we've just heard.
主，我们真的今天来到你的殿中，求你来亲自的对我们说话，借着我们今天刚刚读到的经文来对我们说话。
And I pray, God, today that for each one of us as individuals and corporately as a congregation, that we would take another step toward living a holy life that you desire for us.
主，我们也祈祷，我们不论是个人或者是我们教会的弟兄姐妹一起，我们可以能够更进一步来过那圣洁的生活。
We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst. In
主,
your name, amen.
主，我们真的是谢谢你在我们当中，我们这样祷告祈求奉主的名。
Very good. So today I want to talk to you about four biblical steps toward holiness. And it's based out of an article that I had in my preaching files from 1999. And so that the guy's name is Jim Spruce, and he's really the commentator for the message here today.
好了，我今天要跟大家分享的是一个关于怎样过一个圣洁的生活的一个四个步骤。那我今天的这个分享呢，是根据一个叫 Jim Spruce 他在1999年写的一个文章中的一些内容而来。
And so as we read through this passage here today, we find that what's happening is Peter is instructing us in this passage to be holy in all that we do because God himself is holy.
好了，我们刚刚读到这段经文告诉我们说，彼得告诉我们，我们在一切所行的事上要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
And so when we look at this idea of what it means to live a holy life in its simplicity, holiness for you and I is the pursuit of becoming just like Christ.
那我们何谓圣洁呢？何谓过圣洁的生活？简单的来说，要过圣洁的生活，就是要追求能够像神一样。
And so for you and I to become like Christ, here's what we need to do. We need to be restored back to or into the image that God originally created us in.
那要像基督、像神一样的话。 也就是说，我们要重塑神当初造我们时候所有的形象。
And so I want us, just for a little bit of time here today, I want us to take a very practical look at what it means to be holy and how we can live a holy lifestyle.
好，所以今天我们要从一个应用的角度来看看何为圣洁，怎么样过一个圣洁的生活。
The first step for us, if we're going to live a holy lifestyle, if that's your desire, if that's my desire, we know that God wants that from us. But the very first step for us is this. It's in this idea of hungering or hunger.
好了，我想过一个圣洁的生活是我们大家每一个人所期待的。那要过圣洁的生活，我们的第一步就是要来渴慕神。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, he said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
那耶稣，主耶稣基督，他在马太福音的第五章第六节这样说道，他说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And so what happens is this, when we begin the process of being renewed or being restored back into the image of God, and we enter into a relationship with him, that means having accepted Christ as both of our Lord and Savior, there has to be a continual desire for growth.
好了，我想当我们重塑神起初造我们时候的形象的时候，我们就重建了和神的那个关系，而重建和神的关系就表达我们要接受基督，主耶稣基督成为我们个人的主和救主，而且这是一个连续的过程。
And there has to be this hunger and this thirst for more of who God is.
所以我们对神要有更多的渴慕。
The author of this article says this, a holy walk does not just happen. It is born of a profound hunger for a deeper relationship.
好，那作者继续说到，走圣洁的道路不是一个偶然发生的事情，它源于我们对于神要建立更深的关系的渴慕。
We do not become holy just by happenstance.
我们成为圣洁不只是一个偶然。
We become holy by the decisions and the choices that each of us individually make.
我们成为圣洁的话，完全是因为我们也是有意识的一个选择。
And our passage here today clarifies that for us when it says in verse 15, be holy, there's action that's talked about there, be holy in all that you do.
好，那今天我们的读经文的这个十五节有这样强调说，他说在一切所行的事上，我们要圣洁。
And that phrase that says all that we do in life is talking about those choices and those decisions that we have to make. And every choice and every decision that we make either moves us more like Christ or removes us from being like Christ.
好，那就讲在一切所行的事上，也是表达说我们在生命当中我们所要做的一切的决定，我们做的每一个决定都会让我们更像神，或者是让我们更加的远离神。
And so in our lives, it's just very simple and very practical for us today, but there has to be a hunger and a thirst for the things of God if we're going to grow in our spiritual walk with him.
所以我们今天讲的是非常有实际应用意义的。如果我们属灵的生命要成长，我们就必须要更加的像基督。
And it's like that in our physical life as well, because if we don't eat or drink, what happens to us? Our physical bodies will waste away and eventually will die.
这就像我们肉体的生命一样，如果我们肉体我们不吃不喝的话，我们的肉体的生命就会衰败，我们就会死亡。
And it's like that spiritually, because here's the thing, if we don't eat and drink of the things of God, spiritually, when we talk about living a holy lifestyle, we will waste away and die spiritually.
好了，我们属灵的生命也是同样如此。我们如果不能从神里得到属灵的喂养的话，我们属灵的生命也同样会死亡。
And so to hunger and to thirst for righteousness is the place of beginning for us in this pursuit of holiness, this pursuit of becoming like Christ.
所以饥渴慕义的话，可以说是我们追求圣洁的一个起点。
And perhaps there are some questions that we could just pause here and ask ourselves in just kind of a reflective way. And the first question would be this. Have the decisions and choices that I've made this week made me more like Christ or less like Christ?
所以在这个时候我们可以停一下，我们来问一下自己三个问题。那第一个问题是，我们在这个星期里面，我们做的决定是让我们更加的像神，还是让我们更加远离神？
The second question that we would have to ask ourselves in this pursuit of holiness is, well, what am I hungry for today?
那我们今天的第二个问题是，在我们追求圣洁的生活的时候， 我们今天所渴慕的是什么东西。
And then the third question is, what do I thirst after today?
那我们今天所追求、所希望得到的是什么？
And so, friends, in each of our lives, we have to make sure that we are hungering and thirsting after the things of God if we're going to live a holy lifestyle.
所以我们要如果要过一个圣洁的生活的话，我们必须要保证我们能渴慕神。
Well, so the second step for us in this pursuit of holy... Is that my voice that's doing that? I hope it is. I have a powerful voice, don't I? Oh, I'm touching... I bet I am when I move it. Sorry about that. So the second step in our pursuit toward holiness is the idea of not letting go.
那我想我们过要过圣洁生活的第二点的话，就是要不放弃。
So if we were to go to the Old Testament, we would find in Genesis chapter 32 the story of Jacob when he was wrestling with God, and this is what it says.
那在创世纪的第三十二章有一个关于雅各和神摔跤的故事。
It says, so Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak.
第三十二节这样说到，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
And then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let go unless you bless me. That's all right. All right.
那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
And so what was happening here was this. Jacob was so desperately wanting to know God that he would not let go.
我们看到在这个地方，雅各他迫切的希望来认识神，所以他不放弃和神相交的一切的机会。
He wrestled with God and he hung on to God until God gave up, essentially.
他和神摔跤，直到最后神放手。
And there has to be a time in our spiritual journey, so as we've stepped over the line of faith and we've entered into a relationship with Christ, there has to be a time in our lives when we want nothing more and nothing less than God himself in our lives.
好了，我想当我们凭着信心我们和神重建关系的时候，我们有一段时间可能我们所要的只有神自己。
And really here, I'm talking about the difference between those who know about God and those who know God.
在这个地方我想提醒大家，我所说的有两类，一类是在知识上知道神，另外一类的话是真正的认识神。
Sometimes I feel in my life and sometimes in the life of the church, capital C, that there are times when we think about the church universal, that we have millions of people around the world who know about God, but sometimes I wonder if we really know God.
我想在我们个人的经历当中有这样的看见，而且在教会的生活当中也有这样的看见。很多时候我们有太多的人，他们对神有各样的知识，但他们却不真正的认识神。
Can you imagine being in Jacob's situation where you so desperately want to know God? Not know about God, but to know God, that you hang on, you don't let go until he blesses you.
所以你看到在雅各当时，他迫切的希望能够认识神，他抓住神一切的机会而不放手。
Some years ago at a drawing room function, one of England's leading actors was asked to recite for the pleasure of his fellow guests.
在很多年以前的话，有一个娱乐的一个时间。其中一个英格兰的一个很有名的一个演员被要求呢，来通过朗诵来娱乐客人。
He consented and asked if there was anything special that his audience would like to hear.
他答应了，他就问听众说有没有什么特别的要朗诵的内容。
And after a moment's pause, an old clergyman present stood up and said, "Could you, sir, recite for us the 23rd Psalm?"
那过了一阵沉默以后，客人当中就有一位是老的教士，他站起来说：“你能不能来背诵一下、朗诵一下诗篇的第23篇？”
And at that request, there was a strange look that passed over the actor's face, and he paused for a moment, and then he said, "I can and will upon one condition."
然后他听到这个要求以后，那个演员他的脸上有一个很奇怪的表情。他过了一下后，他说：“没问题，我可以朗诵诗篇二十三篇，但是我也有一个条件。”
And he said that the condition was that after he recited it, that his friend, the clergyman, would also do the same.
他的要求是说，如果我朗诵完以后，你也需要来朗诵。
And I said the clergyman in surprise, I am not an elocutionist. However, you wish it, I will do so.
那这个提这个要求的这个教授来说。我其实不是一个很口齿伶俐的人，但是你的要求我会做到。
And impressively, this great powerful actor began to recite this psalm.
然后在那个时候，这个演员他就用他很完美的一个声音腔调来朗诵诗篇二十三篇。
His voice and his intonation were perfect.
他的声音腔调都非常的完美。
He held his audience spellbound.
他的听众也都听得入了神，说不出话来。
And as he finished, a great burst of applause broke from the guests that were in attendance.
他朗诵结束了以后，有潮水般的掌声响起。
And then, as the applause died away, the old clergyman rose and he began the psalm.
那掌声结束以后，这个老的传教士他就起来，他来朗诵诗篇二十三篇。
His voice was not remarkable.
我想他的声音其实并不是很出色。
His intonation was not faultless.
而且他的腔调也不是无懈可击。
When he had finished, no sound of applause broke the silence.
在他朗诵结束以后，听众里面也没有掌声。
But there was not a dry eye in the room, and many heads were bowed.
但是每个人的眼睛里面都含着泪水，而且每个人的头都低了下来。
And then the actor rose to his feet again.
这时候这个演员就站起身来。
His voice shook as he laid his hand upon the shoulder of the old clergyman.
他把他的手搭在了这位老的传教士的这个肩头。
And he said to the clergyman, and he said to the audience that day, he said, "I reached your eyes and ears, my friends, but he reached your hearts."
他就对听众就说，我的表演触及了你们的眼睛、你们的耳朵，但是他的话语进入了你们的心。
And he shared with them that the difference between the two recitals was, he said, "I know the 23rd Psalm, but he knows the Shepherd."
他说我们两个之间的这个差别在于，我知道诗篇二十三篇，但是他认识那位牧者。
J.I. Packer wrote a number of years ago a book titled "Knowing God," and in it he says the following.
有位作者的名字叫 J.I. Packer， 他在一些年前他写了一篇认识神的这样一本书。
He says a little knowledge of God is worth more than a great deal of knowledge about God。
他说，哪怕是只有一点点的认识神，也强过拥有很多关于神的知识。
And he goes on in this chapter, this part of his book, and he goes on to write about the evidence of knowing God。
他继续用但以理的故事来阐明他的看法。
And he uses the story of Daniel to make his observations, and we don't really have time today to cover the story in depth, but I want to encourage you to read through the story of Daniel on your own time to discover what Packer is talking about.
好了，今天呢，我没有时间呢，详细的来读但以理书。我希望大家能够有时间的话，自己去阅读一下。
But here, let me just kind of summarize the idea that he's talking about in this idea of knowing God.
好，那我们看看他，我们来总结一下他所关于认识神，也包括哪几个方面。
First of all, he says that for those who know God, they also have a great energy for God.
他说到那些真正认识神的人，他们对神是蛮有活力。
Daniel 11:32 says this: "The people who know their God shall stand firm and take action."
但以理书的11:32这样说到。唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事。
Friends, listen. When we're pursuing a life of holiness, we cannot afford to be spiritually lazy.
我们在追求过一个圣洁的生活的时候，我们在属灵的事情上，我们不能软弱，不能懒惰。
We have to make sure that in our lives that we have a great energy for God.
我们必须要保证我们对神要充满了活力。
And then he tells us that if we really want to know God in this pursuit of holiness, then those who know God also have great thoughts of God.
然后他接着说到，我们当我们在追求啊有圣洁的生活的时候，那些认真正认识神的人，他们对神也有很多美好的一些想法。
And he tells us that in the book of Daniel we will find a no more vivid or sustained presentation of the many-sided reality of God's sovereignty in all of Scripture.
啊，他也说到，他说没有圣经当中没有其他别的地方比但以理书更加鲜明地描述了神他全方位的一个主权。
And then third, he says, for those who know God, they will also show a great boldness for God.
啊，那第三他说到说，真正认识神的人，他们会因为神的缘故而刚强壮胆。
So if we know the story about Daniel, we know that Daniel and his friends were men who really stuck their necks out. They went out in boldness to proclaim their faith in God.
啊，我们读过啊但以理书的人，我们都知道，在但以理书里面描述了但以理和他的一些朋友。他们真的是伸出了他们的颈项去接受挑战。
It wasn't foolishness on their part. They knew exactly what they were doing.
他们做这些冒险的挑，接受这些冒险的挑战的时候，他们并不是因为愚蠢，他们完全清清楚地知道他们在做什么。
They had counted the cost and they had measured the risk.
他们知道这个危险在什么地方。
And they were well aware what the outcome of their actions would be unless God miraculously intervened.
他们也清清楚地知道。如果神不出手干预的话，他们的结果会是什么样子？
And of course we know the story that of course God did intervene and spare their lives.
啊，那我们也知道，当然神他有出手干预。
Then the fourth thing Packer says here is those who know God have a great contentment in God.
啊，那第四个真正认识神的，他们在神里面有更多的喜乐和平安。
He says that there is no peace like the peace of those whose minds are possessed with full assurance that they have known God and that God has known them.
啊，他也说到啊，那些完完全全头脑中完完全全认识神、知道神的人，他们的心中的平安、喜乐是其他人所没有办法所取代的。
So if we just kind of pause right here just for a moment of reflective time, the question that I would ask us is this, do you know about God or do you know God?
所以我们这里停下来问大家一个问题，你是只是有些关于神的知识呢，还是真正的认识神？
Are you hanging on tightly to God?
而且你是不是紧紧的抓住神？
And that's a question that each one of us, when we go to our private place, when we talk with God, where we have to consider that question. God, how am I doing? Am I really about the business of knowing you?
啊，所以我们在我们个人的灵修的时候，我们都要问我们自己，我们是不是真真正正的认识神？
And then the third step in our pursuit of holiness is to ask God.
好，那我们要来追求一个圣洁的生活的话，我们第三步骤就是要来求问神的旨意。
So our first step is to hunger. Our second step is to make sure that we're not letting go. And then our third step is to ask God. And we find in Luke chapter 11 the description of this idea.
好，那我们刚才看到，我们刚才提到了第一个步骤的话，我们就是要来饥渴啊，对神的话语有饥渴。第二个步骤的话，我们就是要抓住神而不放弃。第三就是我们要来求问神的旨意。那我们今天我们来看看在路加福音的第十一章的记载。
And so in this passage in Luke 11, one of Jesus's disciples had come to him and he said, "Lord, would you teach us to pray?"
啊，在啊路加福音的十一章中，主耶稣基督他的一个门徒问主耶稣基督说：“夫子，你能不能教我们来怎么祷告？”
And so Jesus in that moment taught them to pray the prayer that we know as the Lord's Prayer.
所以这个时候主耶稣来教他们祷告，这段祷告的经文就是我们大家很熟知的主祷文。
And then he went on to say in this passage in verse 9 that when we have a need that we are to ask and it will be given to us.
他也说到说当我们有需要的时候，我们可以向主向神来求，神也会应允我们。
And then he tells us in verses 11 through 13, he says, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead?
那在接下来的这十一节到十三节这样说到，你们做父亲的求鱼的时候，做父亲的谁有儿子求鱼，反拉蛇当鱼给他呢？
Or if he asks for an egg, who will of you give him a scorpion?
那有谁在儿子求鸡蛋的时候，做父亲的反而给他蝎子呢？
And he says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
他说你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女， 何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
And you know, I'm wondering today if sometimes, maybe it's just me, maybe it's a few of us, maybe it's all of us, but I wonder if there are times when we spend a little too much time asking God for our needs and not enough time asking him for more of who he is, his Holy Spirit.
好了，我在想说，有些时候我自己或者是大家是不是都有这样的情况？我们在祷告的时候，我们所要的、所求的是我们自己所需要的东西，我们认为我们需要的东西，但是很少我们去求神自己。
Do we have the responsibility to ask God for needs in our life? Absolutely.
啊，我们是不是可以在祷告当中来向神祈求我们一些所需要的东西呢？当然是。
But if you're anything like me, if you give an honest reflection of the things that you pray for on a daily basis, I bet most of us typically ask God for our needs and our wants.
啊，所以如果但是如果大家能够啊，真的是做一个诚实的啊回顾的话，在我们的祷告当中，我们所祷告的是不是绝大部分都是我们所想或所要的东西？
And we find ourselves asking for those things that would make our life easier.
啊，我们要那些东西，就是要为了让我们的生活变得更加容易一些。
Hey friends, we're getting ready to move, and this has been my life right there for the last month and a half.
其实这个就是我要正好要离开了。那在过去的一个多月的时间的祷告，就是关于这样的祷告。
God, give us a house.
啊，我祷告说啊，神啊，给我一个房子。
Give my wife a job.
神啊，给我太太一份工作。
Get us right in the right spot where we're supposed to be.
啊，来把我们带到我们真正的该要去的地方。
And those have been my prayers, much more so than God. Would you just fill me up more today than you had filled me up yesterday?
啊，这就是我在过去的一个多月中的祷告。而很少我很少有祷告说，神，求你来真正的来充满我。
And I know it's not confession time, although I just did.
我想现在也不是好像用一个忏悔的一个时间，但是我刚才有这样的一个忏悔。
But that's something that we have to consider, that when we're asking God, we need to make sure that we're asking God to fill us with more of who he is, more than just the other stuff in life.
啊，所以我想提醒大家，就是当我们在祷告向神祈求的时候，我们要来追求神自己，而不只是仅仅的去追求神给我们赐给我们的一些祝福。
Here's a thought. It's a quote by a guy named Kevin Ruffcorn about prayer and how holiness comes into being.
啊，有一个叫 Kevin 啊，他有这样的一段啊对话，一段话语。
In our pursuit of holiness, prayer is not asking for what we think we need, but asking to be changed in the ways that we cannot imagine.
他说我们在追求圣洁的时候，我们求问神应该是这样的，我们的祷告将不只是仅仅祈求啊，我们祈求神给予我们我们所需要的，而是求神来转变更新我们。
Friends, listen, if we are on the track in pursuing holiness will always include transformation of some kind in our lives.
啊，朋友们，如果我们正在要能够来追求圣洁的生活的话，那追求圣洁的生活里面一个很重要的部分，就是让我们的生命得到转变。
And the only way to be transformed, spiritually speaking, is by the work and the power of the Holy Spirit being allowed to operate in our lives.
好了，我们的生命要发生真的转变的话，唯一的途径就是要让圣灵在我们的心中来动工。
And so it makes sense for us to ask not for our needs and our wants solely, but to ask for more of the Holy Spirit to fill us.
啊，所以我们不单是要来祈求一些我们所需要的东西，同样我们要来祈求圣灵来充满我们。
In Acts chapter 2, we find that the Holy Spirit had come upon the people, and some of the people in the crowd began making fun of those who were filled with that Spirit.
啊，在使徒行传的第二章里面，我们看到，当圣灵降下的时候，有些人就开始讥笑那些接受了圣灵的人。
And so Peter, who was part of that crowd, he stood up and he began to explain what was taking place.
啊，在那个时候呢，彼得就起来来解释所发生的一切。
And we know that after Peter addressed that crowd, that some of the people were convinced by his message.
啊，那彼得说完以后，有些人就被彼得的话语所感动。
And they asked Peter, they said, Peter, what should we do next? What's the next thing that you would encourage us to do?
啊，他们就问彼得说，那我们接下来该怎么样做呢？
And Peter replied in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, he said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins.
啊，那在第三十八节，彼得就说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦， 就必受并领受所赐的圣灵。
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life.
说到你们就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Friends, listen, the Holy Spirit is a gift to you and I.
所以看到圣灵是神给你我的一个礼物。
And God is the only one that holds that gift, and it's reserved for those of us who seek after Him and ask Him for it.
那这个礼物也从神而来，只有神才有，他也是为那些求告他的人所预备的。
But we have to make sure that we are asking God in our pursuit of holiness for more of who He is.
所以在我们在追求一个圣洁的生活的时候，我们必须要来祈求，向神祈求，来求他把更多的圣灵来充满我们。
And then the fourth step and the final step for us today in our pursuit of holiness is to experience abundant life.
那我们追求圣洁的生活的这个第四步的话，就是我们要来领受丰盛的生命。
So Jesus tells us in John chapter 10 verse 10 that the thief, Satan, comes only to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but Jesus himself has come so that you and I might have life and not have it just kind of in a mediocre way, but have life that is an abundant life.
他说到在约翰福音的第十章十节说到，盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来是要叫人得生命并且得的更丰盛，就是不是一个普通的生命，而是一个丰盛的生命。
Think about your own life today. What does the abundant life look like for you?
我问一下大家，你们自己认为何谓丰盛的生命？
It has to mean more than just having lots of toys and material things.
我想这个丰盛的生命的话，不只是好像说我们的物质很丰富而已。
It has to mean more than just climbing the corporate ladder.
也不单单只是好像意味着我们在公司里面能够不断的升级。
It has to mean more than just having a bunch of money in the bank.
我想他也不会只是说好像在我们银行里面好像有大笔的存款。
There has to be more to it in order for us to truly experience the abundant life that Christ is talking about here.
所以我想它代表的含义的话肯定要更深，我们享受丰盛的生命应该超越我们刚才所提到的那些物质的东西。
And here's the reason why.
我想这个原因是这样的。
Living a holy lifestyle empowers us to live beyond the ordinary life that everybody else lives in.
我想我们过一个圣洁的生活的话，可以让我们能够超越平庸，过一个超越平庸的生活。
It means that we can absolutely live that extraordinary, abundant, filled life that Jesus is talking about.
那就表达说我们可以过一个不平凡的一个丰盛的生活生命。
And so how does that happen? What's the practical piece for us that we can take away today?
那我们怎么样才能够过一个丰盛的生命呢？
I actually think the answer for us here and how do we do that is simple, but the practice is much more difficult.
那我想这个说起来的话的确可能是比较简单的，但是真的要做起来的话还是不是那么容易。
Living the abundant life that Christ offers to us is all about living with humility.
好了，我想要过一个主耶稣基督他所应许我们的一个丰盛的生命的话，那一个最大的关键就是我们要一个过一个谦卑的生活。
In James chapter 4, James writes about submitting ourselves to God.
在雅各书的第四章雅各也提到了说我们要来顺服神。
And in the middle of that chapter, he references an old proverb and he writes this, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
那他在这个第四章的中间一段，他引用了这个旧约的诗篇中的一些话。他说：“神要阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。”
And he tells us here, he kind of gives us some instructions, and he says, "Submit yourselves to God." Then
他说要顺服神。
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Come near to God, and he will come near to you.
他们说你们要亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
He says, wash your hands and purify your hearts.
他说要洁净你们的手。
And humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
清洁你的心，勿要在主面前自卑，主必叫你们升高。
And so let me connect some pieces for us here this afternoon.
能够让我把这些东西能够串起来一起联系起来讲。
When you and I humble ourselves, God allows us to live in the realm of the abundance.
当我们谦卑我们自己的时候，神就可以让我们过一个丰盛的生命。
And the reason for that is because the grace that God gives to us is the abundance that Jesus is speaking about in this passage.
为什么呢？因为神给我们的恩典，其实就是我们这里所讲的，主耶稣所提到的丰盛的生命。
Our commentator for this message says that when we seek God in faith, we receive God's grace.
那作者有提到说，当我们追求信心的时候，也就是我们可以得到从神而来的恩典的时候。
And so when you and I are in the pursuit of living a holy lifestyle, and when we're seeking more of God in faith, God will bless us by sharing His grace.
所以当我们追求圣洁的生活的时候，在信心里我们寻求神的时候，神就会和我们，就会把他的恩典来用来祝福我们。
And God will bless us by sharing His abundance with us.
也就是用他的丰盛来祝福我们。
And it's here that we need to remember that grace is receiving what we do not deserve.
提醒大家，像我们讲的这个恩典，就是我们得到了其实本我们不该得到的东西。
And it's because of this grace that is given to us that when we live in a state of humility, that we experience the freedom from sin.
所以就是这是因为恩典的缘故，如果我们过一个谦卑的生活的时候，我们就可以从罪中得到释放。
And we can be assured of a new life in Christ.
我们也在基督里面可以有一个新的生命。
And we can have the hope of spending eternity with God.
我们就有这样的盼望，这样的确据，我们知道我们将来会与神永远同在。
And I wonder today, this is just again one of those kind of reflective questions that perhaps we could ask ourselves.
好了，我想这就是我们今天可以来回顾的一些问题。
I wonder today if maybe we need to experience a Lazarus experience.
好了，我们现在我们看看我们要提到的就是拉撒路的他的经历。
You remember the story, I'm sure. Lazarus was a brother of Mary and Martha, and he had become sick, and he eventually died.
好了，我们都知道，拉撒路是玛利亚和马大的他的兄弟，他病了，然后最后死了。
And so they placed him in a tomb, and Jesus came to console Mary and Martha. And then in John chapter 11, we pick up part of the story here.
然后他们把他的尸体就放在坟墓当中。耶稣来了，安慰玛利亚和马大。
And Jesus said to the ladies, He said, "Your brother will rise again."
在约翰福音的十一章，主耶稣对玛利亚和马大说，你兄弟必然复活。
And He says to them, "I am the resurrection and I am the life."
他也说到说，复活在我，生命也在我。
And so with that, Jesus went into the tomb and he said, "Take away the or toward the tomb and he said, "Take away the stone."
那主耶稣来到坟墓前，他说，你们把石头挪开。
And then he prayed to God and he thanked God for hearing his prayer to bring Lazarus back to life.
然后他就祷告，他也感谢神了，听他的祷告，让拉撒路从死里又复活。
And then he called into that tomb with a loud voice and he said, "Lazarus, come out."
然后他就对着坟墓里面大声的说，拉撒路出来。
And he said, "Lazarus, you are no longer dead." And with that, the dead man came to life and came out of that tomb that moment.
然后他就说，拉撒路你不再是死亡。这个时候，拉撒路就从坟墓中走了出来。
Friends, listen, if we're in the pursuit of holiness, we can't have a dead existence in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在追求一个圣洁的生活的时候，我们属灵的生命不能是死的生命。
God doesn't want that for any of us.
神他不希望看到这个。
And perhaps God is coming to our spiritual tombs, calling us to come out because we are no longer dead.
神他不希望看到我们属灵的生命是死的生命。也许神来到了我们属灵的坟墓里面，他来呼叫我们。
One of the best things about this story of Lazarus is that Jesus instructed Lazarus, and I believe he instructs you and I today to make sure that we are taking off the grave clothes.
而且最很有趣的是，在拉撒路这个故事当中，我们看到主耶稣他对拉撒路要他解开那些裹尸的布。
The grave clothes represent death and decay.
我们也知道这裹尸的布的话，它代表的是死亡，代表的是腐烂。
And I am sure of this today that God is instructing us to take off the grave clothes because, in fact, we are no longer dead.
我想我也非常确定， 神要我们解开我们属灵的裹尸布，因为我们在属灵上我们是活的人。
As Christians pursuing holiness, we are alive. Romans chapter 6:11 says, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive in Christ.
所以我们基督徒在我们追求过圣洁的生活的时候，我们是当自己是活的，就像罗马书的第六章十一节这样说到，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在耶稣基督耶稣里，但却当看自己是活的。
If we want to experience the abundant life that Jesus promises to us in this pursuit of holiness, we have to come out of the spiritual tomb and remove the grave clothes and then live in and under God's grace that he provides for us.
当我们在追求一个圣洁的生命的时候，圣洁的生活的时候，如果我们要能够真正的享受神所应许给我们的一个丰盛的生命的话，那我们必须要从我们属灵的坟墓当中走出来。
Let me pray for us today.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
God, I pray that each one of us this afternoon would at least consider taking one step closer to you in this pursuit of holiness.
主，我们祈祷我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们能够在追求过一个圣洁的生活的时候，能够走出更向前走出一步。
And God, my prayer today is for the youngest here and for the oldest here and for everybody in between to reflect upon that and to just have this deep-seated desire to be more like you today and just to willingly take a step closer.
所以我们真的是祈祷我们在座的不论是老或者少，我们都有真的是愿意来回顾我们自己的一生，能够愿意在追求圣洁的道路上能够更向前进一步。
And God, I pray over us today that you would help us to be willing to just to let you transform us from the inside out however you desire.
所以我们也祷告祈求你真的是能够来到我们的生命当中，能够来转变我们的生命。
And we pray God that you would restore us back into the image that you originally created us in.
主，我们也祈求你能够让我们重塑你当初所造我们时候的形象。
And help us to live a holy lifestyle each and every moment.
让我们在生命的每一个时刻都过一个圣洁的生活。
In your name we pray.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.